The next year, Dubois' workers found a virtually complete thigh bone that looked surprisingly modern. In fact, many anthropologists think it is modern and has nothing to do with Java man. If it is an erectus bone, it is unlike any other found since. Nonetheless, Dubois used the thigh bone to deduce, correctly as it turned out, that Pithecanthropus walked upright. He also produced, with nothing but a scrap of cranium and one tooth, a model of the complete skull, which also proved uncannily accurate. In 1895, Dubois returned to Europe expecting a triumphal reception. In fact, he met nearly the opposite reaction. Most scientists disliked both his conclusions and the arrogant manner in which he presented them. The skull cap, they said, was that of an ape, probably a gibbon, and not of any early human. Hoping to bolster his case, in 1897, Dubois allowed a respected anatomist from the University of Strasbourg, Gustav Schwalbe, to make a cast of the skull cap. To Dubois' dismay, Schwalbe thereupon produced a monograph that received far more sympathetic attention than anything Dubois had written, and followed with a lecture tour in which he was celebrated nearly as warmly as if he had dug up the skull himself. Appalled and embittered, Dubois withdrew into an undistinguished position as a professor of geology at the University of Amsterdam, and for the next 2 decades refused to let anyone examine his precious fossils again. He died in 1940, an unhappy man.